Blog Talk Radio.
If I were a drum, I would use my cymbal. If I were a writer, I would use a pencil. And what you gonna do? No matter who or what we are, we must pray.
Yes, it's another beautiful day here on Mafia Radio, Men of Faith in Action, with your host, Justified, on the line. Want to thank everybody for tuning in. Those that are listening online, you already know if you want to join your faith with ours, you can dial in to 646-200-4945 and let God use you and your testimony to draw more men to him. That's how it goes down right here on Mafia Radio every Sunday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. What I'm going to do is bring in one of our special Mafia members. Well, I'm going to call her Wafia because she's a woman of faith and action. And at my request, she's agreed, you know, to join us on these lines and give us a powerful opening prayer. I want to bring on the line prophetess Bridget Davis. How you doing, sis?
I'm blessed, thank you, and it's nice to be here. Thank you for inviting.
All day long, you already know what it does. So how's your day going? I got to tune in to your show this morning. How's your Sunday been going?
Oh, I'm blessed and highly favored. When I woke up this morning, I knew I was blessed.
Hey, that sounds familiar.
Amen.
That's what's up. Well, with no further ado, if you could go ahead and bless us with some opening prayer here on Mafia, sure would be appreciated not only by me, but everybody that's tuning in and listening.
Amen, I surely will. Well, Heavenly Father, we just come boldly to your throne through the blood of the Lamb. We enter into your gates with thanksgiving. As we enter into your courts with praise, we enter into your with worship, according to Psalms 100. Father, we thank you for another unpromised day. We thank you for the love and the mercy that you give us each day. We thank you for shining your light on our lives daily. We thank you for the blessing. We thank you just because you're you. Just because you're King of Kings, Lord of Lords, you are the way, the truth, and the life. Father, we thank you for the little things we take for granted. We thank you that none of us were killed this morning. None of us did not wake up. We're here amongst the land of the living to continue the purpose that you set out for us. Father, we want to thank you because you're so wonderful. You're a great King. And, Lord, there's nothing that you will withhold from them that walk uprightly. Father, we thank you for what you're doing with this station. We thank you for the men of God, the men of faith, that put this together through your orchestrated plan for this time and this season. Father, we bind up anything, any negative assignment, come against what they've started for you. We bind them up. We shut them down. We lock them down with the blood of Jesus. And we decree, every one of your weapons shall not prosper in the name of Jesus Christ. We place it under the blood. We render them powerless, harmless, unable to interfere with the waves of the radio station that you're sending out with these positive influences coming from the men of faith. Father, we thank you that your hand is upon their lives. We, Father, we just praise you. We glorify your name as we lift you up this morning because, God, we know that you're you. And there is no one that compares to you. Father, we loose your will to be done perfectedly through the men of faith, Buddy Boy Entertainment, and all those involved. Father, we praise you for the great work that you began because we know you're faithful to complete it until the day of Jesus Christ's return. Father, we take authority right now over anything and every assignment that will come against them as they orchestrate your plan to go forth with your will. We loose your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We serve you notice, Satan, that your plans and your plots and every one of your schemes is canceled against this radio station in Jesus' name. We loose your will, God, to come forth in a mighty way. They will lift you up before men and draw all men unto you. Father, we thank you and we praise you for the blood that you've given us for protection in these last and evil days. Father, we bind up any power of the disease, the plague that's hit our land, that would try to come against any one of the listeners today. We loose the blood of Jesus to cover them from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. We decree that they are touchnots. They are touchnots in the name of Jesus Christ. So, Satan, we serve you notice that when you see them, when you see the blood that's on their lives, you will pass over them. You cannot penetrate the blood of Jesus. So that means that wherever you have your assignments of Ebola, whatever plague that has hit this land, we will walk right through it, and it shall not touch us, because we are touch nots. We carry the blood of Jesus that separate us from the rest. So we decree today that anyone that's listening and all the listeners around this world, they are touch nots. You shall not touch them, and they shall live amongst the land of this living and declare God's mighty works in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you, we praise you, we honor you for what you have truly released on this station today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen to that. And with that being said, I want to go into this R. Kelly track, Prayer Changes Things, and I truly believe that. We'll be right back on Men of Faith and Action Radio.
Somebody just look back over your life and see where it brought you from. How many of you know prayer changes? I heard that prayer changes. I believe that prayer changes. I know that prayer changes things. Prayer changes. I heard that prayer changes. I believe that prayer changes. I know that prayer changes things. Now I was in a real bad abusive relationship, knowing that there was no way for me to live. A young girl like me, raised up in a good family, way too young to endure such misery. And every night I cry myself to sleep from all the pain. And the more I pray for sunny days, it seems to rain. At any given time, for no reason at all, so, so hard. My God, sometimes I fall. Mama asks what happened to me, and I take up for him. She said the devil's a liar, I pray God get rid of him. And now I'm going to school, hitting those books, I'm doing fine. He's out my life, I'm not confused, got peace of mind. Man, I tell you, prayer changed, it changed. Prayer changed, oh, it changed. Prayer changed, I'm a witness. Prayer changed, and I know. Prayer changed, it changed. Prayer changed. I was a freshman in college, and I had just made it on the basketball team. I had all the skills it took to make it, but on my grades I would get nothing but all D's. And the coach came to me and had a talk with me about my career. Said if you don't get your grades up, I'm gonna have to sit you down this year. Man, as tough as I was, I'd break down and cry. Everybody knows me, knows that basketball is my life. Algebra, I studied hard. Chemistry, I gave my all. Oh my God, so many flaws. Playing ball didn't look too good for me. My future could not see. I had lost all my beliefs, and gave up on all my dreams. And I went to church on Sunday, and the pastor began to preach. It was like he was talking to me, when he said I can do all things in Christ that strengthens me. And for me that was enough. Now I done went from a D all the way to an A plus. I tell you, prayer changes things.
Prayer changes.
Prayer
changes.
It changes things.
Prayer changes
things.
Prayer changes.
I'm a living witness.
Prayer changes things.
Me and my wife had a few problems. We thought that nothing could solve. Listening to family members and so-called friends. Man, I tell you, that's just how the devil creeps in. We were separated at least for a month or two. She was wilding in the clubs, and I was out there doing wrong too. And we would walk around the house, putting each other down. I mean, right in front of the kids, we would curse each other out. Then I was in a bad accident, and I almost lost my life. And guess who was there for me? My wife. Now ain't it funny how he makes the way? When we said there was no way, I'm out the hospital and back at home, planning another wedding day. I tell you,
prayer change,
it changed.
Prayer change,
prayer change,
prayer change,
prayer change,
prayer change.
Things I'm a witness that
prayer change,
change,
prayer change,
prayer change.
sake of there's nothing God can achieve. I don't care what the problem in your life may be, cause who the Son set free is free indeed. And if you didn't know, now you shouldn't know. All you gotta do is take this family's life for example. Now mom and dad are married again, and four kids now cause they just had twins. Little sister all grown up now, she's a lawyer married with one child now. 2 years big brother's out of college, man he's got his hands full. Blessed with skills, blessed with knowledge. Now he's playing for the Chicago Bulls. I'm a witness, prayer
changes,
yeah.
Prayer
changes,
prayer
changes. Oh, it looks like
prayer changes.
You can't make it all. I know that
prayer
changes,
prayer changes,
in the middle of the
storm,
prayer will grow.
Prayer changes,
cause it changes.
R. Kelly with Prayer Changes Things, and it certainly does. I find it that prayer is very necessary. There's a scripture that says that we should pray without ceasing, and what I take that to mean is that, you know, to just keep our mind fixed on God at all times, and, you know, as we move through our days and, you know, we're in need of things, that we can always, you know, make that call to heaven, and God will answer that call, and, you know, he will answer accordingly. And sometimes the answer that he gives us may not be the answer that we want. And we just have to accept that because he knows best. And he always shows up right on time. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to the Men of Faith and Action radio show with your host, Justified, holding it down in the absence of my big homie, Cocaine, who couldn't be on the show with us today. Pray that all is well with him and his family and that he'll return back soon. We want to get to these call lines. If you're listening online and you want to join the show, the number is 646-200-4945. Earlier today in my promotion of the show, I put out a question, what has God done for you lately? And if there's something that God has done for you lately that you feel you want to share, that testimony may be what somebody else needs to hear. They may be going through what you've made it through, and hearing how you made it just might encourage them to keep fighting. So we want to go to these call lines right now. We got a 312 on the line with us. 312, you are on the line with the Men of Faith and Action radio show. How are you today?
Hello. I'm okay. Fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. How about yourself?
Yeah, me too. I'm blessed. I am. Hello?
We want to give this call a second to clear up. It sounds like it's a lot of background static. So what we want to do while they get their line together, I'm going to go in and go on to a little bit more music and see what we can come up with. We're talking about prayer today. So I'm going to take it to this collaboration between myself, Big to the Boy, and my wife, R.I.P. Mr. Smith. This is called Prayed Up. Y'all check it out. And we're going to come right back to you, 312.
Thank you. what I speak to the youth, got juice. I look full, gotta use it, don't abuse it like the rest. My dub in the sky, this the west to my death. Catch me in the Midwest, Compton fitted to the back. Sagging all, rocking with Tudor, they love the way I rap. Spectacular, V caliber, Mr. and Miss Smith. Spirits get uplift when they recognize the gift. I take it to another level, drafted out the ghetto. City that I come from, one shot, rep the bow. I'm in my own lane, smashing through the city traffic. Laughing at the no name, my grind's automatic. Why these blessing blockers always try to block my blessings? A real walking testimony next to the legend. Big to the woulda, coulda, voice to the west. You're now rocking with the best, and I'm blessed.
Yeah. Straight on the grind, troubles always.
Mafia Radio.
Hi. Hi. Does it sound better now? Or still that bad?
A little bit better. We were asking you before we got cut off before, is there anything that God has done lately for you that you'd like to share with our listening audience?
Well, yeah. I had a car accident about one and a half a year ago, and I went in my head through the car window. And in the beginning, I'm single mother raising my daughter alone. And in the beginning, I couldn't even walk and everything. And after 1 year, half a year later, I'm back on my feet again. And in the while that I was recovering from the car accident, some amazing things happened to me too. So, yeah. Do you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you. Could you hear me?
You know, for bringing you through, you know, what it is that you went through. And again, we want to appreciate you and thank you for letting God use your story for His glory. Hope that you would, you know, stay on the line as long as you can. I see that you're calling from far, far away, and that may be some of our static difficulties, but we do want to thank you for taking time to call in and share your testimony. I want to go to this next caller that just popped in the queue. We got a 336. 336, you're on the line with Justified, and it's the Men of Faith and Action Radio Show. How are you today?
I'm doing fine.
Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I actually just lost a cousin of mine recently, and my mind has just been everywhere. I can't find a way to be there for loved ones because I've always had a problem with loss when I was younger. I was a troubled kid, and I actually experienced, it's really hard for me to say, I experienced I killed somebody, and the family years later now is trying to locate me on social media, and I would love closure, and I'm thinking that they're trying to contact me because they would like closure or whatever the reason is. I called in today to see if there was anybody that could give me some insight of what might be the best thing to go about doing in this situation.
Were there any
time? I did.
Were there any like criminal
time.
Proceedings or anything with this?
Yes.
Was there type of closure as far as that?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So, did you end up doing any time or?
Yes, I did do time. And since then, I've been wanting to help people that are in very dark places, because I feel like the Lord has just blessed me beyond anybody's imagination, families, friends, you know, to see me blessed and favored. I believe it's been truly shocking to people, and I'm just so grateful for everything that he has did for me. I'm grateful that I, you know, have been able to heal in some way. I'm grateful that I have a loving family, a husband, a career. I'm grateful that I wasn't institutionalized. I was able to get out here in this world and fit in with society and be very productive. And it just really felt like God had armored me for a purpose, and I really would like to find that purpose. And it's real hard for me now to deal with death and also deal with this situation in regards to what do I do, how do I go about, because there's nothing that I could say. I believe there's nothing that I could say to the family, but what should I do in regards to trying to bring closure with the family?
I think, you know, one main thing that needs to be done is that you accept the fact that God has already forgiven you. Forgive yourself. And then, you know, beyond those two people, you know, if nobody else chooses to forgive, that's going to be a burden that they carry, you know, upon themselves. As far as the people that are trying to, you know, communicate with you, communicate. You know, you may be surprised, you know. You never know what it is that they want to say. I don't know if they've already said things, if it's been in a, you know, a hateful tone or what the messages have been, but you've already been forgiven by God.
No, it hasn't been in. I haven't contacted them. There's been no contact ever since then. But I do understand forgiving myself is hard to do, and I am grateful that I'm just grateful for a lot of things. I just appreciate things to an extent where I feel like I might have not have really forgiven myself. But God has been so good, and I know that He exists, and I have faith. At times, that's the only thing I can go on is faith. I'm really just trying to find a stronger spiritual force for myself and my family right now, to be honest. Because there's so many there's so many questions and so many answers probably come my way that I'm not prepared for.
Okay. Well, being that I don't, you know, me personally, I know I don't have all the answers, but I know that God does. And while I was sitting here, you know, listening to your story and, you know, what it is you're dealing with, I'm going to read something. If you don't mind, I don't know where I'm going to stop because it looks like it's a long page here, but this is what Men of Faith and Action is about, you know, letting the Spirit lead and getting down to things. First, I'll share 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new." So that you've already, you know, sought out that forgiveness and that you've already, you know, given, you know, yourself over to God, that means that you're a new creature. And the things of your past, you know, they're no longer. We're dealing with somebody new. So that clears your slate right there with God. And then I'll read what's going on. This is not from the Bible, but this is kind of an explanation of what you're going through. It says, "Can you honestly look in the mirror and tell yourself, 'I love you,' and mean it with your heart? I'm not talking about a prideful way, but a humble means of accepting who God has formed in you. We need to love and accept the person that Christ has made in us and forgive ourselves as Christ has forgiven us. When you look inside, you hate yourself. You could kick yourself over and over for your past failures and choices. You've came to Jesus and repented, but you haven't really accepted the truth about what Jesus has done for you yet. You still feel ashamed and guilty over your past, and you keep holding it against yourself. The way you see yourself is not an accurate picture of what Christ has done for you. It is basically denying the work that Jesus accomplished for you on the cross. If your sins are forgiven, then you need to see yourself as separated from your sins. But no, the enemy will try diligently to remind you of your past and continue to beat you up over sins that were supposed to be nailed, the sins that were supposed to be nailed to the cross. You are wrapped up in guilt and condemnation, and you need to forgive yourself. You can go through deliverance, but if you do not forgive yourself for the mistakes you've made, you won't experience the breakthrough that you need to be totally set free." Now, that's a word not from me, but a word from somewhere I was led, you know, while speaking to you to really give you the best insight possible. And, you know, sounds like it fits to me.
It does fit. It's just, it's hard to do. Because I consider myself a really genuine person. And ever since, I've been the same. I've had the same habits, being nice and being genuine. But then if somebody, you know, intentionally just, you know, want to take me there, there, you know, It gets really deep. And I know that I haven't forgiven myself fully because I haven't forgiven myself fully. I don't know how to do that. That's kind of hard to do.
I think it's really a matter of, you know, letting go and letting God. And like you said, it is a hard thing because even, you know, me and myself, and none of us ever reach, you know, a point of perfection. We strive to be better. But even in my own walk, you know, I'm reminded and, you know, beat myself up over things that I did. You know, I was a troubled teenager running away from home and, you know, causing my parents a lot of grief. And, you know, I'm just thankful that I was able to change, you know, before my mother left, you know, us last year. You know, I was able to hear her and see her be proud of me, you know what I'm saying? And that, you know, I had changed, that I wasn't that same person once, you know, God was able to penetrate through me and get me to see things differently, then those old things that I used to do are not even an option anymore. And I'm, you know, it says it's a season for everything, you know what I mean? And God can use what has happened to you. He can turn that around. And, you know, the people that know, the family that knows, you know, what happened, you know, when they see God, you know, show you favor and bring you to a place, you know what I'm saying, of success mm-hmm. and whatever it is that you're after, that's a testimony to them that this person once was lost and they see you in your found condition and that might help them. So the best thing to do, like I said, start off, you know, one, accept the fact that God is forgiving you. Two, forgive yourself. Three, just let the change in you be seen. And this is a, you know, I'm happy that this is a step that you're sharing on our show.
That can be done, and that's what needs to be done. I don't think that forgiving myself completely would ever happen, but my actions can reflect something similar to I think I can walk in Christ and, like you said, showcase a better background, and that's, I feel like you can only give. I can't forget, but I can give, and I understand I need to give in the right way. I need, when you take a life, it really does feel like you have to give one, and I think I should just give my life to God and then just be
a new creature.
Yeah, be a new creature, like you said.
That gives him glory. When you realize your mistakes and you move beyond your mistakes and you got to lean on him, you know, for the strength for the times that you feel weak, because I'm sure, you know, carrying a burden like that, you know, I can't say that I know how it feels because I'm not in that seat, but I can only imagine, you know, what comes with that. Like I said, I'm troubled over some things, you know, that I did. And like I said, it's hard, but it's not impossible. And with time, all things can heal. And you just got to give yourself time, and you just got to keep trusting God. And like you said, give yourself to him. Give yourself to his service. Dedicate your life to doing his will and to helping others. You know what I mean? It might be somebody else out there that's, you know, going through what you've already been through, and, you know, you being able to be a support system for them. You know, that's really what God wants us to do. He wants us to take our experiences and then use that knowledge and use it for his kingdom, and that's to help others. So, you know, I'm sure there's somebody right now that's being helped, you know, by your testimony that doesn't carry the same testimony, but, you know, having a hard time forgiving themselves for whatever may be. So by you calling in and, you know, opening up that dialogue, you know, that's effective. And that's what God wants us to do. He doesn't want us to take our story and hide it. He wants us to share it. And that's definitely, you know, what you've done here today is you've called in and you've shared it. And now you got the Men of Faith in Action, you know, praying for you and with you that, you know, you can find that peace, because they say God will give you a peace that passes understanding. So, you know, you're carrying this burden, I've done this, I've done that, and you don't know in your own way how you can find peace, but he can give you that peace. So just continue to move towards him and be that new creature that he made you. You know what I mean? Your mind and your spirit is renewed. You're somebody different. So the lady I'm talking to on the phone right now is not guilty of all those things because she's been found innocent by the blood of Jesus Christ. So he died for you to walk, you know, with no guilt. So use that gift that he gave you because he gave it to you. So it's going to be hard. You might not see how, but if you just believe and keep praying that you can find that peace, I guarantee you he'll give it to you.
I thank you, guys. I really do. I have never told anybody this. I have never opened up like this. This was very, very spare at the moment. But what I'm going through is real, and I am by myself going through it. And you try to save face in this world, and that's what I've been doing for a long time, blending in, saving face, disguising. So I appreciate this opportunity, and thank you for your prayers, because I've never put it on anybody else's mind to do that for me.
Hey, well, let's start here today. And if you, you know, can hold the line with us, I'm going to go into a little bit of music, then I'm going to come back into the other callers that are in the queue. But I got a song for you. This is by one of the queens of West Coast, because we've had many over the years. But this is Sugar T coming out of the Bay with Unbreakable Me. And I want you to know, sister, that as long as you got God in your life, you too are unbreakable. We'll be right back on Mafia Radio.
Thank you.
That was Sugar T with Unbreakable Me. Definitely, definitely a powerful song. Every time I hear it, you know what I'm saying, it makes me feel unbreakable. Men and women, we go through some of the same things in this battle, and we got to know that we don't battle flesh, but it's powers and principalities that are assigned to us to get us down, and their job is to break us. But if we can keep our faith in God, you know, we can take that unbreakable step too. So I want to keep it moving on these call lines, and I want to go down to 310-910-912. You in the building with the Mafia. What it do?
I'm chilling, big bro, this buddy boy J.M. Dre. I'm chilling.
Oh, man, you know, blessed here on Mafia Radio, trying to, you know, be that platform where people can call in and, you know, be inspired, share their story. You know how it goes. You part of the team, brother. What it do?
Yes, sir. Listening in. That was actually a powerful testimony we just got done here. And big ups to the young lady that called. That was powerful. And, you know, my prayers are with her and her family as well. You know, you never know, you know, what people are going through.
Yeah, that's most death, man. So how's things going for you and your family? How you guys coming through your loss?
All right. Well, things are, you know, slow motion on our end. We definitely want to thank and appreciate everybody that came out to the protest rally we had for Dante Parker and Dante Jordan just the other day. A lot of folks came out, people from AnswerLA.org, Channel 4 and Channel 2 and 7, some other organizations, NAACP out here in Victorville, and some other folks. We definitely appreciate them, all the broadcast networks that have been allowing us to share our story, Dodge 4 Radio, Dirty Basement, all the avenues that you have, Brother Justify, and everybody else that we've been dealing with. So thank you for allowing us to share this story.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. For our listeners that don't know, one of my, you know, big homies, family member, loved one, also the direct bloodline cousin to my buddy J.M. Dre right here, was unjustly killed by the Victorville police. What was it? It's been a little over a month now, Dre?
It's actually been 2 months now.
Two months. Time flies when you're going through life. Man, but yeah, you know, left behind a beautiful wife and five kids, and, you know, we're working hard to have, you know, the truth come to light. They're trying to, you know, paint him in the media as a criminal and a bad person, when in reality he was a husband and a father of five, working man at the same company for years upon years. And, you know, that's how they justify their actions, by trying to taint, you know, the victim, really, in this case, to make them look like they deserved what happened to them. And this is not the case. And Andre and his family are working very hard, along with NAACP and, you know, other organizations are coming together to get the truth of this story to come to light and, you know, make these officers, you know, be accountable for what it is that they've done. I want to go back into a little bit of music. My 336 caller is heavy in my spirit right now, her story and what she's going through. And, you know, as a musician, I know that we minister through music. So I want to go into some music, you know what I'm saying, to soothe my sister's soul. And we're going to go into this. Who am I going to play? The Lord is telling me to give her some Smokey Norful. So I'm going to give her some Smokey Norful and let her know that no matter what she's going through, God is right there in the middle. We'll be right back on Mafia Radio.
Sometimes it seems hard to see I care for you, and sometimes it's hard for you to see that I'm there with you. Oh, be strong, hold on, and know I'm right there in the middle. Happy. I was your friend. Sometimes I know in my heart that you really love me, but other times I must question your faith. Oh, don't give up, always look up, don't give in. I'm right there in the middle. Yeah, yeah. Hey, heart, I'm right there. Tried to take your hope away. I was there when you didn't know right from wrong. Yeah, I was there when your friends walked out on you. I was there when you didn't know what to do. Yeah, when you searched and found all of your family was gone. When you couldn't see your night from day. Oh,
that was the big bro, Smokey Norfolk, with that right there in the middle. We got to know that no matter what we're going through, you know, God is right there with us, and he's standing in the gap and making a way, you know, for us to make it through whatever we've been through. We just have to be willing to trust in him and not go by what it is that we see, but activate that faith. That's what this whole show is about putting our faith into action. It's one thing to say it. It's another thing to believe it. And then it's a totally different thing to say it, believe it, and then just do it and move by faith. And that's what we're all about here on Men of Faith in Action Radio Show. It's been a great, great Sunday. I do want to go back to 336. I see we still have her on the line, and just see if there's anything that you'd like to say before we get out of here today. 336, you're on the line.
I would definitely like to thank everybody who was praying for me. I'm definitely going to change my ways and be stronger for myself, my family, and God. From here on out, this was truly a blessing I was not expecting, but he has always been good just like this. I only owe him the same in return.
Amen to that. Amen to that. But, you know, it's definitely just, you know, having you call in has been a blessing to me. It is just showing that, you know, for me, and this is for me, that, you know, God has used this Mafia platform to be of help to people. And I'm glad that you, you know, called in. I'm glad that, you know, we were able to get going through out there to some of our prayer warriors that tune in. Trust me. We got prayer folks that tune into this show strictly to hear what people need prayer for. So definitely, you know, glad that we were able to, you know, assist you in that way. And I hope that you won't be a stranger to the show, that you'll, you know, continue to listen and call in and let God use, you know, your story and, you know, the things that he reveals to you, you know, to be a blessing to somebody else through this Mafia platform. So our prayers are with you, and there's not a doubt in my mind that you're going to make it. And as far as reaching out, you know, and communicating with the family that's trying to contact you, my spirit said that there's a blessing attached to it, that you may get what you're seeking, you know, by having that conversation. And, you know, if it don't go,
okay,
go with it, and they not in a position of love, just know that Christ is not in them, because if they have any level of Christ in them, forgiveness is a requirement. We can't be forgiven and not expect to be called to forgive. So you've been forgiven by God. You're working on forgiving yourself. And right there, those are the only two that really matter. And we're going to end the show. I'm going to take it out on some hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? Again, with you in mind, I just want you to keep your head up. So we're going to end this Mafia show with Tupac, Keep Your Head Up. We'll be back next week, 2 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. This is the Men of Faith and Action Radio Show. God bless all of y'all. We taking y'all out with this Tupac. Peace.
God sent Elijah and a little girl named Corinne.
To say the black of the best, the sweet of the juice. I say the dark of the flesh and the deep of the roots. I give a holler to my sisters on welfare. You clock in, if don't nobody else care. And I know they like to beat you down a lot. And when you come around the block, brothers clown a lot. So please don't cry, dry your eyes, never let up.
And
be back next Sunday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Men of Faith in Action Radio. Y'all be blessed. Peace.